This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Are you kidding me? Do you think that disease is a spontaneous, random chance? No, disease has a cause.
The Health Ranger Report.
If you don't believe in cause and effect, then you don't believe in reality. Every disease has a cause.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
This is an emergency update for consumers of organic and natural products. Beware of Whole Foods and Amazon.com and their effort now to engage in predatory monopolistic practices to destroy the competition. Jeff Bezos, of course, the owner of Amazon, an evil globalist who also owns the Washington Post, which has openly endorsed radical left-wing terrorist organizations such as Antifa, and Amazon.com, which sells Antifa gear and profits from selling terrorism gear. I mean, Bezos is anti-America. He is a traitor. He's a hater and a traitor to America. And now he wants to destroy the organic industry, the organic retailer industry, and monopolize it for himself. And the way he's doing that now is by slashing prices at Whole Foods stores across the country to try to bring people back in who have been rapidly abandoning Whole Foods. You got to understand, Whole Foods was on the way out. Whole Foods was headed for bankruptcy before Amazon bought Whole Foods. Whole Foods, you know, we were succeeding in exposing the lies of Whole Foods. Whole Foods has been lying to customers for years, falsely claiming that they don't sell any GMOs. BS, their whole store is full of GMOs. Their buffet is full of toxic ingredients and GMOs everywhere. It's a junk food store almost, like faking like it's organic, and then charging ridiculously high prices the entire time. Whole Foods was headed for bankruptcy because the marketplace was choosing to punish Whole Foods for its deception, for its manipulations, its lying to its customers, and charging ridiculously high prices. So then Amazon swoops in, and Jeff Bezos, of course, has all of this public money, billions of dollars. He is, I think, the second wealthiest person in the world now in terms of his stock ownership. I think he has more money than Bill Gates at this point. Or either he and Bill Gates are maybe one and two, I don't know, neck and neck, let's say. And so he can now afford to lose money on Whole Foods while he's putting other local health food stores and healthy product retailers out of business. And that is exactly what he's doing. It's called organic dumping. He's dumping organic products into the marketplace. He's flooding the marketplace with organic products below cost in order to cause economic devastation across his competitors in the industry, which might be your local health food store, which might be an online retailer like our store, healthrangerstore.com. Believe me, Amazon and Jeff Bezos, they are now, and Whole Foods are now engaged in economic sabotage of the organic retail industry. That is exactly what they are doing. It's as obvious as day. And they're going to keep doing it until they destroy the organic industry. And why? Why would Jeff Bezos want to destroy the organic retail industry? Well, it turns out that his Amazon Echo devices are now being pushed as devices that can remind people to take medication. Yep, yep, this is already starting to happen. Amazon Echo is being programmed to remind people to take their medications, and guess who's getting into the medication business? Amazon.com. Yes, you guessed it correctly. Jeff Bezos, Amazon. I wouldn't be surprised if Whole Foods starts having a pharmacy and selling drugs from Pfizer and Merck and Eli Lilly. I mean, this is where it's all headed because Jeff Bezos has zero ethics. He is an evil person. He's an evil globalist. He just wants to make the maximum amount of money off of people, regardless of the suffering, regardless of what he sells, whether it's a toxic product or not. And he's going to use Whole Foods as a retail front to push to get more customers that are going to be pushed onto toxic, addictive medications, prescription drugs, and other Amazon technology devices such as Echo or Kindle or what have you, that's all going to push this toxic money-making product lines onto the American people. In the same way that the Washington Post was purchased by Jeff Bezos in order to push toxic fake news to poison the minds of the American people, Whole Foods is now going to be used to poison the bodies of the American people. And that is why you should never shop at Whole Foods again, now that it's owned by an evil globalist. Well, where should you shop? I'm not even going to say shop at my store. Just shop at local health food stores. That's what I'm going to say. Just find a local health food store, preferably a small independent owned, you know, small business, mom and pop shop that's probably struggling to stay in business, by the way. Or I think Vitamin Cottage is out there. That's a good competitor. HEB in Texas has Central Market, which is a good competitor. Just find the competition to Amazon and shop there instead. Don't give your money to Whole Foods. Don't give your money to Amazon. Don't give your money to Jeff Bezos. He's going to use it against you because the globalist agenda that he worships and that he is pushing, I mean, let's face it, it's an agenda of enslaving you. It's an agenda of taking away your personal liberties. It's an agenda of dangerous collectivism, an agenda of corporate control over your body, over your mind, over all the laws and regulations of society. Jeff Bezos is a pro-pharma globalist. And the more power he gets and the more money you give him, the more he's going to use that power against you to wipe out the competition, eliminate your free choices for alternatives, and take over the business so that he can monopolize and dominate the business. That's what he did with the book industry. Do you remember? Do you remember a Barnes & Noble? And now I even forgot the name. There was another book retailer that went out of business. You used to be able to go in there, have a great time, maybe grab a cup of coffee, sit down with some books, and enjoy reading. That's gone for the most part. And Barnes & Noble as a retail operation is on its way out too. Why? Because Amazon destroyed them. Amazon has destroyed your local businesses. Amazon has destroyed your local economy. Amazon has created monopolistic dependence on their supply chains while destroying your local redundancy, your local logistics that you might need in an emergency. You don't have the local shops that you used to have in your community because Jeff Bezos and Amazon and now Whole Foods is absolutely gutting America, destroying the culture of local retailers, destroying diversity, destroying redundancy, destroying everything in the name of the almighty profit for Mr. Bezos, who is a big pharma shill, a vaccine pusher. He's a globalist and a monopolist, one of the most evil people on this planet. He didn't start that way, by the way. He started off as a pretty cool guy, a smart, tech-savvy guy who could organize businesses and who had a lot of great ideas. But as always happens, the more powerful he became, he was read the riot act by the globalists. And they said, if you don't serve the interests of the globalists, we're going to destroy your business. We'll regulate you out of existence. So now what does Amazon do? They have services. They sell services to the CIA. You know, the S3 data services, the cloud computing. Amazon is providing a significant portion of the cloud computing to the intelligence community that is spying on you. So Amazon technology, like all the money you sent to Amazon over the years, they use that now to create a police state to be used and weaponized against you. So not only are they spying on you or enabling the mass spying on you and corruption and the deep state, now they're going to destroy your organic and health food stores, the alternatives that you might have had in the local community. They're going to wipe those out so that you are now totally beholden to them. And then guess what they're going to do? They're going to start rejecting the small companies, the organic innovators that they don't want to succeed. And they're just going to go with organic, like big companies like Frito-Lay, which has just come out with organic Doritos. That's what you're going to find in Whole Foods pretty soon, is like organic Doritos, which is a total contradiction and a joke. Frito-Lay has always opposed organic. Almost everything they sell is toxic in one way or another. And that's what Whole Foods is going to become, a toxic retailer for the globalist agenda to enslave you, to poison your mind, poison your body, control everything. That is the Bezos world domination vision. And that's why you shouldn't shop at Whole Foods. Shop anywhere else. Anywhere else is better. And besides, Whole Foods, the products there aren't that healthy anyway. There's a lot of junk at Whole Foods. And let's just see if they're actually going to label everything as having GMOs by the year 2018, because that's the promise that Whole Foods made in 2013. They said they're going to label everything for its GMO content in 2018. I wouldn't be surprised if Jeff Bezos says, well, now that he owns the company, he didn't commit to that, and he's going to cancel that, and they're just going to have a big FU to all their customers. Or you don't know if it's GMO or not now. That's exactly, I would imagine, what Bezos is going to do, because he's just that evil. So don't shop at Amazon. Don't shop at Whole Foods. Spend your money elsewhere if you want to have a society left. If you want to have any kind of a culture remaining in the retail industry, any kind of local businesses, any kind of choices in the marketplace, you better not keep feeding this monster known as Amazon and Whole Foods. They are dangerous. They are weaponized against you. They will destroy the competition using any means necessary, including this predatory pricing move, this organic dumping, and they will enslave you. And Jeff Bezos will be by far the wealthiest person in the world and the most evil person in the world at the same time. Share this message. You need to know these truths. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and you can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. If you want to support our store, it's your choice. We support your free choice in the marketplace. It's healthrangerstore.com. Honest products, lab-verified products. We aren't monopolists. We aren't globalists. We give you honest products at an honest price, and we are a local small business based in Texas, and we've just donated a massive amount to the Hurricane Harvey flood victims, by the way, which I don't think Jeff Bezos does at all. We donated 50% of our revenues for 2 whole days to the Hurricane Harvey victims. Did Amazon donate even 1% of its sales to anything useful? No, of course not. And if he did, it would be to some left-wing globalist enslavement / communist organization. You know, that's the kind of stuff that Bezos supports. It's unreal. The evil is rising in America. You've got to stop supporting evil. Stop shopping at Whole Foods.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com. GlyphosateTested.com and GlyphosateTested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.